have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved. But first, let me tell you this. Get ready. I'm going to try to explain something to you that's going to rock your world for those who want their world rocked. Rock. All right? So get ready. But anyway, you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, a doozy. Can you make a conscious decision? Can you make a conscious decision? Excuse me. Can you make a conscious decision? Amazing question. Amazing answers to responses to the question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and doing what it is you're doing, wherever you're doing, and no matter where you are, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live. You can podcast the show too. Amazing, huh? You can podcast the show, but you can be listening. And then when you get a chance, you can relax and watch it again. But you can listen no matter what you're doing. Even if you're a Christian known and you're at a cafe with $3,000, I think, in your purse, and there's some illegal alien sitting across from you and they steal your money out your purse, steal the purse. What's up? You still can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. So, it is Tuesday. Yeehaw! One of my favorite days. Not only the reason, but because every Tuesday is country and western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back, bring back, bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing, amazing, amazing. Her son's dog. Amazing. 888-7753-773. I want to share something with you. And this applies to every human being that ever has lived, ever will live, is gonna live, live. And it is an amazing discovery, or in addition to what I so would already realize. And I'm gonna get to that in a minute, but I wanna take a call. Don from a first-time call out of San Diego believe that racism does exist. I still want to hear what Don have to say from San Diego, California. First-time caller. Don, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks. Good morning. Can you hear me?
No. Your phone is messed up.
Okay. Wait.
Hold on, Don. Darren, let me know when he's ready. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil, folks. And my country is not going to get better. It's not coming back. Goodbye, America. Yes, the Great White Hope may make it a little more comfortable as far as job and opportunity. Did you hear, have you noticed Donald Trump shut down the borders like overnight? Something that Obama and no other president has really been able to do. Donald Trump did it in an hour, it seemed. And you don't hear it all over the news at all. Isn't that amazing? Why? The board is, you barely, according to the report, you have one or two people are able to get across the borders now into America. And there were thousands of people coming beforehand under the fall of Messiah Obama and Big Mama Michelle and Joe Biden and his little wife. Thousands. They're like, there's nothing we can do. We're just going to send your money to Ukraine. Let me try Don one more time. Don, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit. It's a little better.
Okay. That's good. I'm calling because I've watched you, Jesse, and you've covered subjects very well, very in-depth, and I agree with you. But racism, the additional racism, I think that it needs to be covered a little more in-depth.
Do you believe that racism exists?
Yes, very much so.
And why? What's your proof that racism exists?
Okay. My racism exists because...
Not your racism. When is your proof that racism exists?
The situation I'm in right now, they threatened to burn down my house if I didn't leave the neighborhood.
Are you black? Yes,
I'm black. I'm mixed.
Oh, okay.
So I'm accepted by some whites and some blacks. And I've gotten racism from both sides. It exists, but it exists on both sides.
And what's your proof?
The fact that they burned down my house, the situation I'm in right now, is racism.
And why would you call burning down your house racism?
Because they told me that a black man, they had a hard time accepting me living in the same neighborhood. These whites, in the same neighborhood, and they worked all their life, and I moved there, and that they were going to burn me down, and they did.
And why would you call that racism?
I call it racism because they used the county got involved and the county enforced it. In other words, they said they were going to do it. They called the county over and over again on me. The next thing you know, they burned the house down. And to me, because I'm black, they told me that.
But why would you call that racism? Have you ever
said cruel things or treated someone in a cruel way?
I think we all have. Yeah.
No, have you?
Have I? Yes.
And was that racism?
No. No, it wasn't racism. It's, it was pure dislike and anger.
It was what now?
Pure dislike and anger.
And so now you're saying that you're being treated in a cruel way. Why did you? Why would you call that racism rather than calling what you did to someone else racism?
Well, what I did wasn't based was out of anger. It wasn't based on anyone's color. It was based on the mood.
No, this is based on anger too. If it's true what you're saying, I don't know if it's true or not, but they're doing it because they're angry at you. They're angry at whatever, so they want to burn your house down. It has nothing to do with the color, but everything to do with the anger.
No, my anger wasn't toward the individuals that's responsible for this. It was towards you asked, had I ever? Yes, I have, but it wasn't toward the individuals that are responsible for this. No.
It wasn't what?
It wasn't toward the individuals that's responsible for this.
But when you were being cruel to someone, you did it out of anger, right?
So
now someone is cruel to you, according to you, and they're doing it out of anger. Are they angry?
This is jealousy and out of fear.
They're not doing it out of anger?
No, they're doing it because they can't.
But you said out of jealousy and fear?
Yes, jealousy and fear.
And where does jealousy and fear come from?
Where does it come from?
Yes.
Somebody is just, they don't like what you do or where you
from. Can you have jealousy and fear without having anger?
Can you have jealousy and fear without having anger?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so if these people, if it's true and they are doing it out of jealousy and fear, they have to first have anger in order to operate from jealousy or fear, right?
It may not come first. There's not a priority.
It is. You can't have jealousy and fear unless you have anger.
No, you can have jealousy and fear and it promotes anger. But
no.
One doesn't have
How to- can you have jealousy and fear without anger?
Well, I'll give you an example. A woman walks into a party dressed up, and everybody else is dressed. They're jealous of her, but they're not angry at her.
They are angry. If they were not angry, they would not be jealous of someone else's outfit.
No.
They may not be angry at her, but they were already angry before they arrived at the party. When they saw a dress, because of their jealousy, why don't you want to see that the anger that you express on others, it's the same anger that allegedly is being expressed on you? Why do you insist on calling it racism when the battle is spiritual?
Well, the reason being is because they don't like the idea of someone having equal to what they have.
But you don't know that.
No, they've actually said it.
They said they don't like the idea you have what they have.
They said they don't like the idea that I've moved in the same neighborhood that they moved into, and they worked all their life for it, and here I'm living right next door.
But still, if that's true, that's still anger, which brings on jealousy.
Well, it could be. I don't know how they feel about it.
You said that they were angry. You said that they were jealous and whatever else you said. So you do know, right? You do know how they feel about it. They told you, according to you. Why are you ignoring that?
I'm not ignoring it.
But why are you calling something than what it really is? Why are you calling it something else? They told you, according to you, they are jealous and angry about you getting something that they had to earn. If they're telling you, why are you ignoring what they're telling you?
And why? Okay, they don't necessarily have to be angry.
Why are you ignoring what they tell you?
Because in order for you to be successful, you have to ignore what
That's
they're saying
the question.
And what they're doing.
They told you, according to you, that they were jealous and angry out of you because you have some whatever they have. They had to work for it, right?
Right.
So why why are you not accepting that? Why are you calling it racism instead of accepting what they told you?
Because of the reason for it, they've made that clear as to why. My assumption. I don't know. I don't know if it's jealousy. I don't know if it's angry.
Why did you say it was jealousy and angry?
Because I said it was jealousy and anger because of what they said.
But you just said you didn't know, but yet they told you what it was.
Right. There's a thing called bulkheading. In the military, it's like you're talking to a wall and you're seeing how you feel. But you're not seeing it to a person's face. That's what they've done.
Why are you calling it something other than what they told you?
Because anybody can feel any way they want. How I interpret what they do and what they say.
But they told you if they told you that they're jealous and they're angry, it can't be any clearer than that. Why would you make it something, create something else?
Because I don't fear their jealousy or their anger.
What?
But I don't fear with their jealousy, anger, whatever their reasoning for feeling.
Whether you fear it or not, they told you, according to you, what it was, and you insist on calling it racism rather than jealousy and anger.
Well,
is that?
Because it could be it can be all of them, or it can be one of them.
But why do you? You're not answering my question. Why not accept what they told you?
I do accept what they told me.
So then, why are you calling it racism then?
Because it is what they say it is.
They didn't tell you racism. They said it was anger and jealousy.
Well, from what they said is me having what I have. That's the part where I got jealousy. Racism is because I'm black. They've actually said that. They refer to me as a nappy head.
I don't even believe you. I got to run. 888-7753-77. Sound like a made-up story. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. There's something wrong with the story. Amazing. But anyway, there's one line open you want to jump in there. What I want to do is catch up with the super chats, and then I have something. By then, I have something I want to make an attempt to explain to you or share with you that if you are working on yourself or you're thinking of working on yourself or you want to overcome your walk out of your prison, hopefully this will help you. It's an amazing story. And it's supposed to be a true story, too. But amazing story. But I think it is, too. Anyway, Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Be spotless, be blameless, and at peace with him. Bought 3 coffees. He said he tried to be single-minded. We started to talk about how this week I've learned about myself.
Remember that one we started out with yesterday?
Yeah, and then we had to cut it short.
This is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I learned about myself being a single-minded person in 3 amazing ways. 2 weeks off, I've realized that feelings are from the devil. He tried to place dread in me on my return to work. I observed and the illusion disappeared. An ex-colleague popped into work as I was off, and jealousy popped up inside of me as I read the messages. I stared aware and realized I'm in prayer, relaxed, and present. And lastly, I discovered I've been rejecting God by acting out my thoughts, listening to the devil. I'm all in, Jesse, surrendering and loving it.
Thank you. Amazing. Piffy. Keep it piffy, amazing. Yeah, keep it
nice
piffy.
Nice story, though.
Yeah, amazing story.
Lisa, 7 coffees. Starting the week off right, you helped me and my pleasure to help you. Fair is fair. Thank you, Jesse.
Lisa? Mm-hmm. Lisa, thank you for helping us to help others. Thank you. Amazing.
Andrew bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, who do you think will win in a fight? 100 abled men or one silverback gorilla?
What?
100 able men or one silverback gorilla?
What's a silverback?
A big gorilla, the master gorilla, the alpha gorilla.
I don't understand the question.
Who would win in a fight between 100 men and a gorilla versus a gorilla?
I don't know. Do you?
Anchor Baby, I think he ironed out the answer on the show, on his show.
Oh, the Anchor Baby, this is one of his questions?
I don't think it was his question. Somebody asked this. Maybe to both us and Anchor Baby, because this is from yesterday.
What did you say?
That's a silverback gorilla.
Whoa. That's a silverback right there.
What is?
I think this was one, too.
Is that Jane Goodall?
Yeah. And with Coco, the sign language gorilla.
That's a serious head on that thing.
But he looked friendly, so maybe a man would win.
Possibly measurements of a man and a gorilla.
Wow.
It might not be silverback.
So did you guys respond to this question yesterday or something?
I remember overhearing it on the Anchor Baby show.
And what did you say, Nick?
I put my money on the men. 100 guys can take one gorilla.
Because that gorilla would give it a woman a flower. That's a beta.
I don't know, but one of his fingers is stronger than my bicep. And my biceps are not that weak.
Amazing.
I don't know the answer, Andrew.
I don't either, but thank you.
Soul conscious. Jesse, 5 coffees. Church was deep. I truly appreciate the topics. Never saw my dad as rich or poor, just happy to be around him. It was deep when you told the ladies not to look for what a man has, but to see what is going on inside of the men. You're truly the GOAT, greatest of all time, for speaking the truth.
Thank you, and thank you for your help, your support. Women, real women, who have overcome being a female, love men who are men, real men, have overcome being a male, but a real man. And they want a man for that reason, not because of what he has or don't have, not because he can take care of her or not, not because he'll go to work or won't go to work or anything like that. There is something in a real man that naturally draws women unto him or them. And it has nothing to do with the exterior person, period. And it's just hard for women to find that nowadays. Amazing. Thank you.
And someone bought a coffee. Jesse, fellowship was so deep in listening to the lieutenant. When I heard you talking about it, I reflected on this card game I play. As I'm playing, I noticed every time I listen to the lieutenant, I lose. But when I don't, I win.
Very good. Thank you. Amazing.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, what is a big mama? I've heard them being mentioned before, but don't know what they are. James, have you ever seen one of these fascinating creatures?
Do you know what a big mama is?
I've gathered what it is.
What?
From your descriptions and from little snippets that I've seen from these movies.
Right.
With a big mama in them. Black movies.
Black movies.
And your description of how Big Mama Michelle wants to force health on the kids, make them eat cardboard while she eats all the ribs.
Yeah. Big Mama is the head of the family. But Big Mama get all the best chicken. Big Mama, when they had dinner, she get the first plates. Big Mama rule. But she's fat and she eat up everything. Big Mama is the boss. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny Moore. And Surfing Sandy Bach bought 5 coffees. Cowabunga. Bond is like totally ratty cool, dude. I just know you groovy. Dudes over there can hang 10. If you can't hang 10, you can't hang with me and the downer hodad Democrooks. Wipe out all the time. Have to H2 go now. The waves are calling. See you on the flip side, he says.
Amazing. Thank you. From down under?
Yeah. Surfing Sandy Beach. Did he say down under?
Well, why were you sounding like that?
Because he's a surfer, dude.
Oh, I see.
Shaka that. And God bless surfing. Sandy Bach disappears in a puff of salty fog.
Oh, I thought you sounded Australian-like.
Well, I mess up my accents.
Amazing.
My bag. Thank you, surfing Sandy Bach. George on a Cash App. No message. Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Anthony says, DEI is now DEY, Lord. Why, Lord? Why pay?
That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, miserable Ms. Ter's female moon day, he said.
Amazing. Thank you.
Old white people protesting everything, everywhere.
It's amazing to me. I understand it now, but it's amazing that white people in their own country participates in rallies that destroys them. That is mind-blowing. It's like someone come to your house and then they decide they want to rally against you and you go rally with them. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Over on YouTube, Dion says, Jesse, I cannot believe James Hake from The Hake Report forgot to do his homework the other day on the church service.
What was that?
Be single-minded, not double-minded.
Oh, what a mess. What a baby.
Alpha. Pastor Chatelet on Rumble says, Hank is on pilled. What the? And TDS tick like the Pope, says Pastor Chatelet on Rumble. Indeed. JLP is there, too.
You're a tick?
Oh, no, TDS. TDS is another person.
Oh.
Not to be confused with Hake.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Or is he? Kevin says on Cash App, that's Bond JLP Cash App, I appreciate all the work. Very generous. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for your support.
Benny SL says, Jesse, you're the best amigo. Your show is pure gold from Israel.
Thank you. All the way from Israel. I love Israel.
Don't we all?
What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Sega Old School Sega 92, be in spirit. Assess and don't engage in his flesh. What you need to do is assess and not engage.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Aaron, yep. Is God ever sorry?
About what?
Period.
No, that's not even in his vocabulary. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki bought a coffee. I never understood why so many men think buying things for women will make them happy. Even more importantly, why would a woman accept that as a measure of love or happiness?
Because the man has made the woman his God. He's trying to satisfy God. And the woman has made Satan her God. Her ego is out of control. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska on Punchy.
Punchy.tv.
On the BQ.
Oh, can you make a conscious decision?
I believe the only time you make a decision, when you're unconscious, the devil lets you think you made that decision. If you're conscious, you will be shown what decision to make. Thank you for an awesome fellowship yesterday, 2 days ago.
Amazing. Thank you. As a matter of fact, check out Sunday's fellowship. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing. Thank you, Jim.
And shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, 555-555-565, Taking Care of Business, and the rest, as always. Thanks, guys.
Thank you all. Amazing. I want to stop there for a minute.
Okay.
Amazing.
Read the rest later, guys.
Thank you. I want to, James, don't go anywhere. I want you to respond to something I'm about to share.
Okay.
Let me go to Alexandra. Our first time caller out of Texas. Alexandra, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
Why am I hearing music?
Because it's time to...
Oh, the clock is off.
Must be a minute behind, huh?
Uh-huh. Something like that. Alexandra, hold on. Let me take a quick break. And I'll come back to you. I didn't realize we were at the bottom already. Back in a quick moment, folks.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. A quick reminder, Men's Forum this Thursday. It is the first Thursday of the month. May already. What the? Men's Forum every first Thursday night of the month. So get ready, men, at 7 p.m. And the Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And you don't want to miss it. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV, he black. At 11 a.m., then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy all over the place. At 12 noon. Let me go back to Alexandra, a first-time caller out of Texas. Alexandra, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Can you make a conscious decision?
Well, reflecting on my life, I don't see that I've made a conscious decision. In my life, you know, being conscious, I don't think that I've made a decision. I think everything is just set up for you, and you just live. You're just in a flow state. And on the other hand, when I am in my head, when the mind is just going at 100, I notice that I make decisions, like, all day long. And at the same time, the mind is feeding me, you know, false future situations and you know, reminding me of the past. And I notice that that's when decisions come in, when I'm unconscious.
And so can you make a conscious decision?
No, I don't believe that there is any decision to make when you're conscious. So, no.
Okay. I appreciate that, Alexandra. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. That's amazing.
Thank you. Looking forward to church.
Right on. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. So, Hake, I want to see what your response to this. So listen up, folks. I realized something that was absolutely amazing, at least to me. It was amazing. So there was this, according to the story, and it appears to be, they say it's true, sir. And I think it is. I remember hearing about this in the past. There was this woman, she was a singer, entertainer. And she traveled around the country, entertaining, playing music, singing, doing her thing. And then at some point, she got an email, you know, an online email, something from a stalker. And this stalker was first started out being nice and friendly.
Then he started doing weird things like, I'm going to marry you, you're going to marry me, and I love you, you love me kind of thing. And when she saw it, the first saw the email, she didn't think much about it at all because people email entertainers and they keep up with them. And then as time went on, this stalker, because I guess entertainers, people post everything online now. So this woman was posting on where her next event was going to be, where her book sign was going to be, and she's going to be here, there, and there. And so the stalker started to say, well, I'm going to be there too. I'm going to show up. And so at first she didn't realize it was a stalker, but then she started to catch on it was a stalker. And when she started to realize that it was a stalker, she became afraid. And fear started to grip her. And she started to limit her imagination about the stalker. And it got so bad that she started to, even in her, while she was performing, she would be looking around the audience or looking around on stage to see if a stalker was near her or possibly in the audience, right? And then I believe one day this stalker showed up at a book signing, and he just received an autographed book, and she said to the stalker, thank you, I love you, I appreciate you, something like that. You know how you greet people. And later she realized the stalker was there, some kind of way. And she became even more afraid. And that fear would overtake her to the point that after a while, it didn't happen right away, after a while, she became so afraid and traumatized, as she called it, that she couldn't even perform anymore. She was so afraid. She was so in fear. She would cry. She would become worried. She would tremble in fear, gripped in fear as to what this stalker may do. And it was interesting in that she couldn't even perform. She couldn't carry out her livelihood. She couldn't work or anything. And she would call the police, and the police would say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. In this country, you don't have, like, I think they've become a little stronger now than before, but you don't have, like, strict stalker rules. You can't. Maybe now you can, but you can't go to prison or jail for being a stalker because they call it the First Amendment speech thing or something like that. And so years went by, and this woman, Lou, just can't perform. And she performed a little bit now, but nothing like what she used to be because she has been destroyed with the fear. And they took this particular case to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court said, there was nothing we can do because it's a free speech thing. But it has literally destroyed her. But what I realized about it in observing her reaction to it and the way she started to look around and worry and just trip out, cry, depress, that this person, this alleged stalker, was able to control her without even touching her, without even being in her presence. Because when he showed up at the bullseye, she didn't know it was a stalker. But so he never touched her. But because she became afraid, he ruled her world. He could destroy her. And what I realized in watching this thing play out, it was all in her mind. Yes, there was some guy out there
being a stalker, but all of her fears and her worries and her anxiety and doubt, inability to perform, was all in her mind. She reacted, overreacted, and she could not function after that. It was all in her mind. It was true that some guy somewhere was threatened to stalk her or whatever, but he never touched her. And of course, she know, because she didn't know he had shown up at a bullseye, he never got near her, but he ruled over her. And I bring that to point out because I know people who cannot, I counsel every day with men and women around the world by phone, Skype, and walk-ins. They cannot function in life because they are afraid what people say about them or have said about them, so they worry about what others think about them. And it's all in their mind and emotions, and they cannot function in life. I want to know, are you one of those people who have been crippled by fear, the imagination, or whatever? Are you crippled in life because of what you think about what others think about you or what they can do to you? Do you have fear? And it's holding you back from functioning in life. It was in her mind. It drove her crazy. And she was talking about how she was worried about this. She would be looking around. She would look at everybody around her. She trusts no one after a while. Everybody looked like the stalker to her. And then none of them were. But in her mind, they were. Even the people that ride on the bus with her, she trusts them not after a while. It was all in the mind. It had nothing had happened to her, but it was in her mind, and it felt in her mind she believed it was happening to her. She was completely traumatized. And I want to tell you, encourage you, you got to overcome thoughts and emotions. You are not your thoughts, you are not your emotion, and they can completely control you if you believe them. You got to stop. If you want to be free, you got to stop overreacting to the delusions. You got to be still inside and overcome instead of overreacting to the outside, which is coming from the inside influences. It destroyed her career because she could not function in the high level that she, and this woman had worked hard to get to where she had made it in her career. And she gave it all up. Now she's trying to get back, but she gave it all up due to fear. It was all in her mind. Satan was telling her, oh, he's over there. Oh, he's out there. Or other people think, look, they're looking at you. They're the stalker. Amazing story to see that and understand it. What do you think about that story, Hank?
It's super interesting because there's something actually happening, but it's not anything what she's thinking.
Right.
But she's in her head making up a story, and it's the worst story to debilitate her.
This guy was in another state. He wasn't even in the same state. And then a time, according to the story, a couple years went by, like 3 or 4 years maybe. The guy wasn't even doing anything. He wasn't stalking her. He wasn't contacting her. He had been told not to.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't doing anything at all, but her mind was still happening.
And his intentions, because sometimes stalkers will end up killing you, or sometimes stalkers may end up like that and just back off and move on.
Right.
And stalker is kind of like an anti-man word anyway, sort of. Because sometimes it's not that serious.
Right.
And sometimes it really is very serious.
Yeah. I mean, no one should stalk you, of course.
Yeah.
But my thing is that she got so deep into it, she felt like it was happening when it wasn't even happening.
Right, that's what I mean.
She couldn't even function. The guy had stopped doing it for years.
It's just like a woman and just like the mind. to go crazy and make and like you said, overreact to that stuff.
Yeah. You got to overcome fear, folks. Fear is crippling. And if you overcome the ego, you cannot have fear. You don't think about what's happening out in the outer world. You're on the lookout on the inner world inside of you. Amazing story, though.
There's so many cases, too, because I reported about Caitlin Clark. She had a stalker.
Oh.
And Taylor Swift and a bunch of these female.
Yeah, they mentioned Taylor Swift in this story, too.
People get
Miley Cyrus or something like that.
It's such an interesting interplay because the males get, like, obsessed with a girl or a woman, and especially, like, a famous woman. That guy shot President Reagan over a woman, right? Hinckley?
Over a woman?
He shot Ronald Reagan because he liked that woman from Psycho or something.
What was interesting about the story to me, to on both sides, with the man, he was delusional.
Yep.
He believed in thoughts that this woman loved him. He believed in thought that this woman would want him, he was going to marry her, he was telling people he was going to marry her. She want him, he loved her. And no one can convince him that it was just thoughts. It wasn't true, man. She doesn't even know you. And no one can convince. You can't convince a delusional person that what you're thinking is not real. And what I realized from that, you cannot convince an angry person that, because all angry people are delusional. Did you know that?
Yeah.
No, all angry people are delusional. They live in thoughts. And you cannot convince them that they're in their thoughts and it's not real. About anything.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It's like two people can be in a situation and they both have the totally wrong ideas about it and totally different ideas about it. And then there's a reality that's just nothing what they're thinking.
Not at all. I understood from watching this true story what delusional meant. I clearly understand it now. All angry people, that's not one. All angry people are delusional. And you can't convince them that they're not because they live in their thoughts and they believe their thoughts. And the only way they're going to disbelieve the thought is they got to see that they're in their head. It's just a thought. You can't convince them that they're. I know a woman who's so fine and pretty, and just fine, as Joelle would say. But in her mind, she's fat. She's unattractive. And when people look at her, they see a fat lady. There ain't nothing on her fat. And she's very attractive. But in her mind, she sees something else. And when she look in the mirror, that's what she sees. And you can't convince her that's not true because she's delusional.
Yep.
People who believe racism exists are delusional. And true. You can't convince them that they are not. People who are jealous of the Jews and they hate the Jews are delusional. And you can't convince them that they're delusional.
Yeah, the stories they make up. Oh, my gosh.
Right. But my point is all angry people are delusional.
Yeah.
And you can't convince them that they're delusional and what they're believing is not true. Isn't that amazing? That's so deep to me. I don't know what to do. So the man was delusional for believing that this woman wanted him, even though he didn't know her. She didn't, in his mind, he was having a relationship with her.
Yeah.
And his sister or no one could convince him it wasn't true.
They can't even interpret your words right.
And then the woman was now delusional because she went into her head that the stalker was everywhere and he was nowhere around. And she was overreacting as though he was right there. And now, mate, think about that. What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
On the whole thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was thinking something similar about there was two realities that were going on for her. There were two realities.
And neither of them were real.
None of them were real. Well,
None of them are real.
It's funny how the mind, it's like it makes you think you only have this one option, which is to either freak out or take some kind of action. But there was a whole bunch of other things. She didn't have to do any of what she did.
None of it. If she had stayed still and not overreacted at all, she wouldn't have been touched by that. She wouldn't have been touched by it at all.
One of those things, too, is even remain calm, even that simple. Like, that was an option.
Absolutely. 100%. That should have been the first option. And what was interesting about the story, just as the delusional man thought that these things was happening to him, it was not. It was in his mind. It was happening to his ego self and not him. It was happening to the false self. And this woman, she thought it was happening to her. It was only happening to the ego. And the ego was overreacting. But she believed it. So she said, oh, I'm traumatized now. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I can't perform. It is happening to me. And it wasn't happening to her at all. It was totally happening to the false self, the illusion. It was crazy to see that.
Yeah. People can misread you so bad. It's crazy.
Because they're delusional.
Yeah.
They're in their imagination and don't know it.
This story should cause people to drop getting involved with other people in that emotional way, like ever again. Because it's all delusion and you can't convince anyone of anything. So you should drop all fights.
You cannot convince an angry person, whether male or female, you cannot convince them that they are wrong. That it's crazy. It's insane what you think and the way you act and what you believe and your overreaction to it. It's delusional and you can't convince them that. It's not. All angry people are delusional. They are mentally ill. Isn't that crazy? And one last thing about it. In real reality, it's not even happening to them. It's in the mind. And they believe it. And then they look outside for the answer, for help. They go to a psychiatrist, quote unquote, a counselor, quote unquote. And what do? They confirm it, the illusion, by giving them medication. Okay, here's some pills. Here's a, what do they call the medication they give folks? When they're supposed to have PTSD, HDD, whatever.
Adderall?
Whatever.
Ritalin?
Yeah, stuff like that. They tell you, here's a pill. This is going to help your delusion. This is going to help your depression. It was such an amazing story. And it applies to every human being. There's not one that it doesn't apply to. But you can overcome by overcoming all thoughts and emotions. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You must die from that. It's not you if you want to live. 888-7753. 773-888-77. Jesse, when I come back, straight to your calls and your super chats and all that. Back in a moment. The hate news is coming up right now. I forgot. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
some serious mess going on in the world. The media acting like they're fighting for their rights, please. And Canada has voted for self-destruction. Typical, typical so-called white country. And huzzah, mess going on in the world. They've run out of food, I guess. This is the end of hour one already of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is, as you can tell, Country and Western Tuesday, April 29th, A.D., 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls, and we'll get to the rest of the Super Chats, hopefully. And we'll get to more great stories. But it is fake news, not fake news. And you can call in every so often. Every so often. And as you hear JLP wrap up with another caller, okay? To get on hold, for a line to open up, in case a line opens up, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. During the first Trump administration, the Justice Department secretly pursued internal communications at several, or at least a few, media outlets and issued gag orders on the news organization's leadership and lawyers, so even the journalists didn't know their records were being confiscated. So-called journalists, right? Scum of the earth, shout out. In 2022, Attorney General Merrick Garland, not a Christian, he revised the DOJ's policy and prohibited investigators from obtaining reporters' files, except under limited circumstances. Now, the Attorney General Pam Bondi has rescinded the evil Garland policy, which was widely considered a so-called win for the protection of the so-called free press. Give me a break. And granted permission to federal investigators once again to pursue communications from journalists during government leak investigations. Nice. Nice. Remember, the Obama administration really went hard after the so-called journalists, even though the journalists were all on his side. Suckers. Kind of like Israel spying on America, you know? Shout out. Anyway, in Canada, Canadian so-called voters supposedly re-elected the Liberal Party. By liberal, they mean communist, to run the government into the ground and run the country into hell, further into hell. On Monday, it remains to be seen whether Prime Minister Mark Carney, so-called, has won a majority or whether he will need a coalition partners to govern. The 60-year-old former central banker, did you know he's a central banker? He rode a wave of anti-Trump sentiment from these liberals by the U.S. trade war and President Donald J. Trump's numerous comments about annexing the country. And I guess they took that seriously. They feel threatened. They feel weak. They believe it. They're in their heads. Delusional. Turning it into the 51st state. Nice. Let's do it. Mark Carney promised voters he would stand up for Canadian workers and businesses and make Canada less reliant on America. Fat chance. As I've been warning for months, America wants our land, our resources, our water, our country, said Mark Carney. But these are not idle threats. President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us, Carney said as he declared victory for Satan. That will never, ever happen. Wow. And meanwhile, in Gaza, where stuff is actually happening, nearly 2 months after Israel's blockade of humanitarian aid, the World Food Program in Gaza has run out of food. That's a UN agency, right? Evil UN. Delivered their final food stocks to charity kitchens throughout the besieged enclave on Friday. Those supplies only expected to last a few days. For weeks, hot meal kitchens, been the only consistent force of food assistance for people in Gaza. Food assistant. The WFP said in a statement, despite reaching just half the population, only 25% of daily food needs, they provided a critical lifeline. All self-important. Israel cut off food, medicinal supplies, and other aid March 2nd because they're going after Hamas over this ceasefire madness. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour 2.
Thank you.
stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, can you make a conscious decision? Can you make a conscious decision? Can you make a conscious decision? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And because we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. Everybody they mama if you're black and everybody their mama if you're white. You can podcast the show if you're running around and you don't have time to just sit and watch the show. You could be listening on your iPhone out protesting against the Great White Hope or whatever. Supporting the illegals, protecting them from being deported while putting your own American citizens at risk. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP Talk or Bond JOP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour of Tuesday. I know that Tuesdays is Country and Western Tuesday, but I also know that Beyonce is not Country and Western. I know Beyonce is not Country and Western, but I do know that Tuesdays are Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Country and Western Tuesday. What? No.
Beyonce.
I didn't have.
That's Beyonce.
Beyonce is not Tuesday. I mean, Country and Western. That's for sure. I wanted to show you this car crash. Some of you might or may not be aware of this. And the same spirit that caused this young lady to become afraid of a stalker that wasn't even around. Apparently, what's happening, he was sending her these notes and things like that. But she thought it was happening to her, and she tripped out. The same spirit that caused her to do that It's the same spirit that causes this person to do what he did. If this is true, I don't know, allegedly, I got to do that. Allegedly, CNN is reporting that four people ranging in the age from 4 years old, right, to 18 are dead, and several others are injured after a car crash through an after-school camp in Illinois. Watch this from CBS, Chicago.
Yes, Joe. Now, this after-school center is where elementary to high school students hang out after school, often just waiting for their parents to pick them up. Today, parents rushed to that area after news of this deadly incident spread in this very small town. Tonight, we know four are dead and nearly a half dozen injured.
Somebody rode through the daycare.
There's four kids on the carpet.
The agony undeniable from people on scene as they realize children were inside the Why Not After School camp when police say out of nowhere someone driving a vehicle came crashing through the facility.
Breckenridge and Chatham had a car run through a building and they're saying there's quite a few people injured.
You see this hole in the wall? It's believed to be where the vehicle exited. ISP tells us the driver entered the building from the east and traveled through the entire facility, hitting multiple people inside and outside the building before exiting the west end.
We did find that there were multiple fatalities.
State police say four people ranging from age 4 to 18 were killed on scene, and another six were hurt badly. One victim was so seriously injured, the person was airlifted to the hospital.
Multiple casualties, Chatham.
Think about that. You're in a classroom. Inside the building. You're not out rallying or doing anything, not moving about. And someone can drive through a building and kill you, allegedly. Amazing, huh? Investigators were able to track down the suspect who was unharmed. What's this?
I need EMS 1018. We're probably going to need additional from Springfield.
Law enforcement from across central Illinois rushed to the scene to secure the area, but to also help victims and parents desperately looking for the whereabouts of their children.
The building's stable at this time.
After getting everyone out safely, investigators also tracked down the driver, who at this hour was uninjured but taken to the hospital. Now, ISP has not released the age of the driver. We do know that person was taken to a hospital for evaluation, but at this hour, it's not clear if this was intentional, medical, or what exactly caused this person to careen through that building.
Amazing. A spiritual battle. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Will, a first-time caller out of Utah. Will, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Will.
Jesse, how are you?
All is well.
I know it is.
Amazing.
I got two things I want to talk to you about. You can decide. I don't know. One is how I deal with the hell of my wife when it comes out. And the other one is what's wrong with the blacks.
and which one you want to deal with?
What do you want to deal with? I got an idea of what's wrong with the blacks, but there's a lot of people that don't know how to deal with the hell in their wife.
It's been a process. Will, Will, let me, it sounds like you're not clear as to what you want to do. Let Derek find out what he want to do, and I'll come back to him. Let me go to Maria out of New York. Maria, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey.
How are you?
All is well. How are you?
Okay. Better than I thought I'd be in the circumstances that I'm going through right now. I've been calling you a lot, I feel like, this year, and I'm holding up calls, I feel, and I'm sorry. I know you have a therapy thing that I was going to talk to somebody about.
Don't apologize. You're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to give you a fast rundown of my husband and I, because I have three children with him,
uh-huh.
And I've been with him since I'm 18. We're together this year would be 20 years. And We were together. He grew up in group homes and orphanages in California, and he had a lot of problems. I mean, everybody has problems, but his was a little worse than mine. I had issues. My dad was in jail since I was a kid, and I used to visit him when I was little, but my mom had so many mental problems. She was in and out of hospitals. So I grew up, you know, I was working bartending at a young age in Manhattan, and I met him there since he came from California, and, you know, we were both young. I was 18. He was like 20. And we got together, and, you know, out of wedlock, we moved in together, and, you know, all the fighting began after a while, you know, but we had good and bad times. Long story short, we had a son out of wedlock, and my husband winded up, well, he wasn't my husband at the time, he winded up doing all these things, he was going crazy, like he was going out doing things he shouldn't do. He was working, but he was also doing things like he was a child. He winded up in a car accident, killed somebody, and he winded up going to jail. They gave him 10 years. He did 8. I did it with him, with my son. I kept my son and his wife, our son. I brought him to visit him. We actually got married in jail. And the pastor was there, and we had trailer visits in New York. You're able to go and sleep over with your child. It's like a little house for a weekend every 6 weeks. So I did that for years with him. He bedded himself in there. He really was sorry, it seems, about what he has done and all that. And I, you know, was taking, you know, we were just going to try to make it work, you know, for our kids' sake. And now we got married. And he was going to come home to me. And he did come home to me. In 2020, he was released. And he wanted children. He wanted more children. We had another boy. And then we had a little girl. I found you. And I forgave my parents. Well, my mom, mostly, and my grandma, who basically raised me. And I started to try to look within as much as I could. And I went back and forth with the silent prayer. And I've been, you know, watching your show and all that. And things were getting better for a while. But he has mental health issues, I believe, from things he's went through or whatever. And I'm not any better. I had anxiety, depression. They had me on medication for that. I'm no longer on the medication. So I'm starting to feel a lot of my feelings and thoughts more because they suppress a lot of that. And then all it is a Band-Aid. So when you stop taking them, they come in full force. So I stopped taking them. Long story short, we found his father that he didn't see in many years. I thought it was a blessing because you talk about how people need their dad. And he was like, I'll get you a job and a house. Come to Oregon. It's this little town. And I'll get you a job. And there's this house. I'll put the down payment for renting. And we went there with my daughter who was just born. My 2-year-old son at the time, now he's 3, and my 13-year-old. We had a 13-year-old son. He just turned 13 then, about a year ago. We went to Oregon, and it didn't work out, and he had a very bad relationship with his father. He was abusing him pretty much, like everything that, oh, it's because of you, everything happened to me. Very, very angry.
And so let me ask, because of time, what's going on right now? What's your question? Yeah.
Okay, so after that we moved to Texas. He had a car. He got started doing well with work wise, and we're just not getting along. And we had split up sometimes. That gave us a breather. And this time he went with a mutual friend, and he moved in with the mutual friend. So he moved out of the house. He took me out. He took his kids out. He's paying all the bills. Because I have no vehicle. He's the only one with a vehicle. I didn't need it in New York my whole life. And he's the only one with a vehicle. And I'm here with no vehicle now. And I have no, I have nothing. And he's doing all this. And I was fine. And I've been okay, to tell you the truth. I'm sorry I got a little emotional just now. But he's doing his thing. And I was okay with the situation, because it is what it is. I'm in the moment. I've been doing the silent prayer, and I've been okay considering. Now I just get news, and even with this news, I've been okay, that he's been sleeping with somebody for the last 2 weeks, and he called me, and he winded up buying her a car, and he has me and his children walking out here. And I don't, and my son, he picked him up to go to MMA practice, and he introduced the girl to my son. So I, that got me upset. Then I thought maybe it's just an ego thing. I don't know. But I thought it was inappropriate that wasn't right. And then, I don't know, I'm working on myself, and I don't know. I just, and my question is, I guess, how do I deal with this? Because he even almost had the lights go out. I had to ask my uncle to help me with the electricity because I had all these other bills, because he's buying her things. He's going crazy over this new girl.
And your question for me is what?
Are you forgetting about my children? He almost kept them in the dark. I don't want to say that in front of them. They're little. They don't understand. But my oldest son's got to be feeling it. I don't know what to do for my children. Like now he's going to be gone. Their father's going to be gone.
And so your question is what?
What do I do to help my children? What do I do to make them okay, whether they have their father around that much or whether he's doing for them or not? How do I not hurt them? How do I shield them from the hurt?
From
what?
That's
my only problem now, because I've been okay with everything, because I'm like, I've been doing the silent prayer, but the only thing, it's like the thought that doesn't go away, the only thing that's tormenting me is that my children, it keeps telling me my children are not going to be okay.
What do you mean they're not going to be okay?
Because he almost made the electric go off on them to buy this girl a car. And he has them walking around in Texas in the heat. I've been walking with them everywhere. He knows they can't even go anywhere, basically, the little ones.
Maria, your question is what?
Is there something I could do? Do you think there's anything I could do, Jesse?
How did you find out he had a girlfriend?
A mutual friend told me, and a mutual friend.
And why did
he bought her?
And so a woman called you and told you this?
And then he admitted it because I confronted it. And he said, so what? I bought her a car.
And
I said, your children are out here.
But a woman called you and told you your husband, whom you're separated from, had a girlfriend?
Yeah, just in 2 weeks. He knows that 2 weeks, Jesse, I bought her a car.
So a woman called you and told you that he had a girlfriend?
Yes.
And did you ask her why would she call you and tell you that?
No, I guess I didn't.
Why not?
I guess I thought she was being a friend.
How is that being a friend?
By being honest, so...
It wasn't her business. It wasn't being honest. It was being dishonest. It had nothing to do with her. It was being nosy. And she brought misery upon you by telling you something like that. Are you done with her?
No, because she's been helping me a lot with the kids and things.
But she's your enemy.
You think so?
Why would she tell you something like that?
Because I kept saying, why is he moving out of Joe's house? Joe didn't want the girl there no more.
But you could have asked him and not her.
Yeah, I says, why is he fighting with Joe now?
He's why like, did you ask like, him and not her? It wasn't her business. She is your enemy.
I did ask him and he lied.
But then he still, whatever. She should not have gotten into your husband's business at all. It wasn't her business.
Yeah, she didn't outright tell me at first. She was like, well, you got to ask him at first. She said that. Then she said the truth. She goes, tell him to tell you the truth. You need to know the truth. And it's not right what's going on and all
and
this
did
other
you
stuff.
Give her the finger?
Well, I thought she was on my side because...
Why would you think she's on your side? Like, why? Someone bring you news like that about your husband, why would you think she's on your side?
because otherwise I'm going to hold, maybe I would hold on to something that isn't going to be because he found a new person.
Look what it has done to you. You said your husband was paying the bills, he was doing the right thing, but you had the family, even though he wasn't live there. Look what she has done to your mind, your emotions. You're gone crazy now.
Right.
She brought you bad news, you accepted it, and now you're in that case.
But isn't it better I found out?
No. How is it better? Look what it's done to you.
Oh, I thought if I know, maybe I could get over him and everything.
Were you feeling this way before you knew it or after you knew it? After you found out.
After.
Right, so how did this help you? You had the job of bringing bad news to you through your so-called friend. And you call her
and
friend.
And then they played with my mind.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the devil's playing with my mind now.
And now
that
she
he
is
doesn't care about us or the kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're messing up a good thing.
But he's with this girl. He just bought
her a car. Here nor,
he didn't buy me a car.
That's neither here nor there. He was paying the bills. He would take care of his family. And you listen to the devil and you're destroying it.
Well, one second. He was going to, no, Jesse, he was about to let the electricity go off.
But
and
he had not, let it had gone off.
It was just about to, and
it
then
hadn't.
He, well, because my uncle paid.
Listen, you made a horrible mistake letting this woman bring you bad news, devil news like that.
Really?
Now you don't even know.
I wasn't even looking at that part.
I know, because you're not paying attention to what's happening in you. Your eyes are on your husband and not you at all. And the devil
well,
is
it has
working
been on me.
The devil is working you from the inside and out by way of this woman.
And listen, after I confronted him about it, he calls me up and he got really drunk that night and he started screaming, saying, "I hate you. I hate you. I regret you and my kids, all this." Then the next day he said, "Sorry, I love you."
It's the same thing happening with you toward him.
Emotions back and forth.
You got two devils fighting. Two devils fighting one another, and then the other devil, your friend, which is not your friend.
He's avoiding seeing these kids now because he probably doesn't want to see me.
Because look what has happened. You listen to the devil. In your mind and coming through your so-called friend. This woman is not your friend.
Okay, she's not. But she can't help herself either, so I'm not going to be angry at her.
That's right. Oh. And likewise, you should be angry at your husband. What good is it doing you to be angry at your husband?
Right, I'm not. I'm more concerned
about my kids. No, that was a question.
It was
a question. What good is it doing you to be angry at your husband?
No good at all. And I'm not angry at him.
You are.
I don't think I am.
You are angry. You're like mad.
Oh, when you're hurt.
Yeah.
When you're hurt, that's anger?
Yeah.
When you get hurt?
Yeah.
I'm more hurt, I feel. Yeah, okay, so it's still a little anger. But it's more for my kids, isn't it?
No, you're bringing the misery on your kids by acting the way you're acting. Your kids can care less, though they want their father and mother together. But they're not into what he's doing with this woman or anyone else. You're bringing that into the home.
Okay. And what about when he got her a car and not them?
You're bringing that into the home. Don't think about that either. You got to work on you. It's not about your husband. It's about you.
But you can see what's wrong. It's wrong that he gave this girl, you know, 2 weeks a vehicle.
Is it right? Is it right for the way you're acting?
No.
Okay. Why don't you deal with that and forget about his wrong or rightness? Wrong or right?
Okay.
Why don't you do that?
He can't help himself either. Yeah.
No, I ask you a question. Why don't you do that?
I thought I have been working on myself. I've been doing the silent prayer, and even with that news I got, I was okay, like more than I ever thought. And if this happened a year ago, I would have probably went.
But you're not okay with it. It's driving you crazy.
Yeah, it keeps coming back into my head.
Right.
I didn't eat. I didn't sleep.
and your friend is rejoicing. She get a thrill from seeing you overreact, and the hell in her agreeing with your hell.
Oh, I didn't show her that, though. I didn't. I told her I'm fine with it. Everything's okay.
She knows you overreacted. Believe me. Why don't you just work on you, and if you don't have a car, take the bus. Don't worry about it. Everything will work out for you if you overcome your misery.
Okay. And my kids, that was my main question.
If you stop overreacting, the kids are going to be fine. You are the one bringing the misery in their life, not your husband. They're at home with you, and you're miserable, and you're imposing on them. If you're okay, the kids will be fine.
But he could have made their lives better by having a vehicle in Texas.
No, it's not New York. Making your life better with a car has nothing to do with being a better life. Your kids are going to be fine if you don't overreact in the home.
Okay, that's all it takes. That's all it is then. And what if he doesn't really visit and stuff that much?
Don't do any if. Have a wait and see. Work on you. And have a wait and see. Let life happen.
Okay. Right. We're in the present. We don't know anything about tomorrow.
But you got to live that way, not just repeat it.
Yeah.
And right now, you're out of control.
Well, I know I'm better than I was. I've been doing the silent prayer, and I feel like I've been better.
Well, take your eyes off your husband and be perfect.
Right. Okay. Okay, Jesse. Thank you.
What did you get from this conversation?
That it really had nothing to do with him not buying the car or even being with this girl. It has to do with people telling me things to start up stuff and drama and me taking it in and thinking of all that stuff.
All your hell and misery is inside of you. Everything you're feeling, everything you're thinking, every reaction is in your own hell inside of you. It has nothing to do with your husband, period.
Okay. Yes, it is inside of me. And I can't look at him because I have to focus on me. And they'll be fine as long as I'm not bringing the misery by not focusing on me and staying in the present.
100%.
Okay. All right. And even the fact that my son met the girl, it says the older thoughts come back into my head. This is crazy. Wow. I hear the thoughts are in my head as we're speaking. They just boom, boom, boom all over. And I'm worse because I came off this stupid medicine they had me on for years.
When will you stop worshiping the devil? And all thoughts and all lies are from evil. I mean, all thoughts and all emotions are from evil, has nothing to do with you or God. When will you stop listening to that stuff, obeying it? Either you're going to worship God or you're going to worship evil. Continue to worship evil. Why don't you make up your mind what you're going to do?
Yeah. I know. I don't know why this. I don't know why. Why do I keep doing that?
You love it?
I don't know why.
You love the thrill of it. You love your misery. That's why.
Yeah, you said this to me once before, and it was embarrassing to hear that. That's my ego.
Yeah, absolutely.
But why do I love it? This is the thing. Like, I don't understand. Why do I love it? Why is it an addiction? Why am I repeating the same things over and over again? I don't understand. So I don't know why I'm doing that. I keep listening to the thoughts that are creating the feelings. Yeah. And I guess there's an addiction, even a negative feeling.
It's not an addiction. It's an addiction, but you love the misery of it. That's why you're doing it. Otherwise, you stop.
Well, people love drugs, too, sometimes. They like the way they feel.
It's the same way you love your misery. Your drugs are the same thing. No difference.
Right. And the drugs destroys the life, just like, yeah.
Go back to the silent prayer. Take your eyes off your husband and watch you, all right?
Okay, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes. You're welcome. I got to take a break. Back in a moment.
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. A spiritual battle. Cameos. Mother's Day is coming up. Birthdays, anniversaries, encouragement, whatever. Congratulations. Shout outs, personal shout outs. I will do them for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, and check out our merch, amazing merch, just merch, like, wow, what the, sweatshirt, the amazing Tall Baby, Big Mama Mug, Tall Like a Mug, hats and all kinds of things, and Punchy's coffee. I have my own coffee at good. Check out Punchy's coffee, merch, and everything. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. No. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. I think you can go to either one, really. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And shop. All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Tony.
All right. Yeah, I was calling about your great white hope. And how he's destroying America.
The great white hope, Donald Trump. And how is he destroying America?
Okay, for one thing, the trucking industry is falling apart because of the tariffs.
And how is it falling apart?
Because there ain't no ships coming in. The supplies, the products, the shelves going to be emptied by the end of next month. And we're going to be in a terrible rut.
And how do you how do you know that?
Because America don't make nothing. We get all our products from overseas.
That's why he's making the change. And when you're making a major change, such as the Great White Hope is doing, be patient. It's going to all work out.
Be patient.
Yeah, be patient.
People are going to be starving after a while.
Are you starving?
Homeless after a while.
Are you starving?
People. No, not yet.
But, and so will you be starving in a month?
No, not in a month, but hey.
And are you going to be starving in 2 months?
I don't know. I don't know what the future will bring, Jesse. We can have a war right here tomorrow, and you'll be starving.
Do we have a war here right now?
I say we could.
Do we have a war?
What part did you understand? I say we could.
I'm asking, is there one happening right now?
Yeah, there is a war. Yeah, it's a race war. It's a race war in America.
Let's go.
No, let's go. For the last 500 years.
Let's go back, Tony. Come back to the war that. No, we're talking about the war that's going to make you starve you out. Is there a war happening that's going to cause you to be starved out? Is there a war happening right now?
No, it's not that.
Why worry about something that's not happening?
Because we can see things coming, Jesse.
Tony, why are you worried about something that's not happening?
Jesse, he told us to worry.
Who told you to worry?
Your great white hope said it.
And so Donald Trump told you to worry about, what did he tell you to worry about? What?
Let me repeat what he said, Jesse. Calm down, Jesse. Don't get your blood pressure up too high, you know. But your president, your great white hope, told America that for the next couple of years, it's going to be some major stress on America. Also, it's a possibility that we're going to have a major blackout. And when you have a major blackout,
you're not telling me what he told you. I'm going to ask you one more time. What did he tell you to worry about? You said he told you to worry.
No. I say America. Don't flip it, Jesse. Stop trying to pivot, Jesse.
Are you America?
Yes, sir. I'm a citizen, Jesse.
So what did he tell you to worry about?
He said that it was going to be possibly a blackout and stress because of this terrorist mess that he's trying to develop. But he and his cronies are only ones getting rich.
You notice that you're not answering the question, right? What did he tell
you? No,
I am
asking the question.
What did he say? You said he told you to work. Tony.
But common sense. Use the common sense, Jesse.
Tony, you said he told you to worry. What did he tell you, Tony, American citizen, to worry about?
There you go flipping things. I say he told the American people. He even told you this, if you had listened to him.
Tony.
Okay.
One more time. What did he tell you to worry about?
He said there's going to be stress here in America for the next few years.
And did he tell you to worry?
What you supposed to do? If you ain't got nothing,
did he tell you? Did he tell you? You're not answering the question from the statement you made.
Come on, Jesse. Did he tell you?
No.
Stop going back and forth with the same you had for the last 30 years.
Tony, did he tell you?
I've been dealing with you for the last 17 years, bro. Can we move forward and talk?
Tony, you said you lied and said the president told you to worry. When did he tell you? You didn't say he told you to worry.
I said he told American people.
You told me.
Come on now,
you told us.
Get your words right, Jesse. You stumbling.
But
now.
You yet didn't tell us what he told.
I got you backed up.
Bye, Tony. Amazing. It's difficult. You made statement with no backups. Amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Tony just loved to throw out stuff. And when you ask when and where, he has no proof. You want to move on to another lie. And another lie. Listen to the liberal media. But he can't say when or where. The great white hope is cleaning up a real mess that was happening in America. The Democratic Party, people like Tony, the liberal media, have no solutions. Have you noticed that? They want to stop a change for the good from happening
but they have no solution. They're not telling you, okay, we're going to bring back jobs. We're going to close the border. We're going to do this to make work for you and not against you. They're not giving you any solution, but they want to, what do they call it? They want to fight, fight, fight. They want to rebel or something stupid they said. That's not the way to feel, make America great. So, Tony, you never believed Trump about anything ever, but you want to believe you need to worry. 888-7753-773. Then we go to Brian out of New Orleans. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, Jeff? How you doing?
All is well, Brian.
Okay, I got some information.
Brian, speak into your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me, Brian?
I can, yes.
Okay, yes. I got some information that's going to make you change your mind. Now, I got information that's not, we are not two races out here. We are only one race of people out here. And I got this yesterday.
You say you're the only one now?
I say we're only one race out here. There is no black and white.
You said we're only one race?
We're only one race.
And what race is that?
The human race. And how all human.
And how did you find this out?
I mean, it's a fact. I'm human and you human?
I'm sorry?
And your way white. I say, ain't you human?
So do you spell your name Brian?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay. How did you find
out? J-E-S-S-E?
I just want to make sure we have it right on the board. How did you find out?
Right.
How did you find out that you were?
That's a fact.
What?
That's a fact, son.
What?
That's a fact.
It's a fact that there's only one race, human race?
That's a human race.
Are you just not finding this out?
And we all in this together.
All in this together. All in what? With number one, are you just now finding out that you're human, we only have one race?
No, it's been on my mind, but somebody just brought it to the forefront for me.
What?
I said, they just brought it all to the forefront after what I heard yesterday.
You heard yesterday.
One race.
And you just found this out yesterday?
I've been knowing it, but somebody brought it to the forefront for me.
But you didn't know that until someone brought it to the forefront that there's only one race?
Right, because we always were fighting for the wrong thing.
Oh, that's right.
We all fight over black and white and stuff like that. So that they were fighting for back in the day about getting the blacks down and getting the Chinese down. No, we all been one race all along.
That's right. So now, do you love white people?
I love all people.
How about white people?
You love humans. No, don't flip that on me. I just say humans. I love humans.
How about white people?
Don't flip it. How about all people?
No. I asked you a question first.
And I'm asking you, no, I like all people.
Do you love white people?
All people, human people.
Oh, okay, but not white people.
It doesn't make a difference.
So
I got some of my other friends that are white.
Oh, you do?
You don't want to know that. I do have some white friends, yes. But I never tell them. I never tell them when I met them. Even if I go outside or I go to the store, if I go to the mall and say, I can't talk to you because you're white. I can't talk to you because you're Chinese. I never say that. I just talk to them.
Right on.
If I walk up to them, yeah, I'm going to just walk to them. But there's no difference. How you saying that right now? That's wrong.
And so now that you know that there's only one race, and that's the human race, do you now understand that racism does not exist?
Hold on, wait. Race of Islam still exists.
But how can it exist if there's only one race?
It still do. It still do.
Tony, how can it? Do. How can it exist if there's only one race?
Because when some people react because of your skin color and stuff like that, that's how it exists all the time.
Tony.
People like you're doing it right now.
Doing
you're doing
what?
It right now, Justin. You're doing it right now.
Doing what?
Asking about racism.
Tony, how can racism
you
exist?
You know how it exists, Justin. Come on, don't ask me that.
Tony.
You know how it exists.
I mean, Tony.
You know how it exists.
Tony. Brian.
Yeah.
How
you know
can...
how it exists. You
Brian.
Okay.
If there's only one race, and I agree to that.
Right.
How can racism exist?
Racism do exist.
But how if there's only one race?
Because I'm still a black American.
Meaning what?
And then I get voted for being black in America.
You get what?
I get voted for being black in America.
You get what?
I get discredited for being black in America.
Who discredit you for being black in America? Who does that to you?
Yes, you already know. You grew up on a foundation, no. You know all about it.
Who does that to you?
I've been in that number before.
I'm sorry?
I got stopped before by a white racist cop.
How do you know he was racist?
Well, let me, how do I know? I already know.
How
come on, Jeff. You already know. Don't ask me those dumb questions.
Tony.
Quit being dumb.
I mean, Tony. You sound like
quit
Tony.
Being dumb, dumb.
Brian. You got stopped by a white cop, right?
Stop being dumb, dumb.
Brian, you say you got stopped by a white cop, right?
Right. And I fought
and
for
you
being
said
black.
That, and you said that he was racist, right?
Right.
And how did you know that he was racist? How do you know that he was racist?
How can I not know?
No. That's not the answer. How do you know
he was... You asking me, can I tell the difference, right?
No, how do you know he was racist?
Ask me, how can I tell the difference?
No, I'm asking you the
because
question
I'm
I want
black,
to know.
He's white.
How do you know he was racist?
Because I already know.
How?
How can you not know?
Brian, how do you know he was racist?
How can you know?
Tony, I mean, Brian, answer the question. You made a statement. You said racism exists.
You how got can stopped you not
by,
know?
You got stopped by a racist white cop. How do you know he was racist? Tell me, how do you know that?
Because I was riding around in my car, and I got stopped. That's why. You act like this thing will never exist.
Brian, so you ride around in your car,
and you got stopped, right?
Brian, you ride around in your car, you got stopped by a white police officer. You got stopped by a white police officer, and that's how you know he was racist?
How can you know it? How you know?
He right, and that's how you know he was racist?
Like I said, though, I don't do that.
What?
I don't do that.
You don't do what?
I don't see black and white. I see him.
But you call him a racist. You don't have any proof that he was
right.
a racist.
I can prove that he was, but how can I not see that?
What's your proof that he was racist?
How can I not see that?
You know, how can you see it? Why do you say he was racist?
Because he's white and I'm black.
And that's what made him racist?
Right.
And so had you been stopped by a black cop riding around in your car doing exactly the same thing, and if a black cop has stopped you, would he be racist?
Right, yes. He's there too. I had to tell you a story about that too.
What?
I had to tell you a story about that too. You want to hear it? I said, I can tell you a story about that. You want to hear the story?
And so if he, a black cop, had stopped you, he would have been racist too.
Let me tell you something.
Give me a yes or no to that first.
Hold on.
Give me a yes or no to that first.
Let me tell you this.
But before you tell me this, you're saying, yes, Jesse, had I been stopped by a black cop, it would have been racist, right?
Yeah, but I can give you a story on that, too.
Okay.
All right, now here the story is. Now, I'm going to work one day, waiting on a bus, dressed in my uniform. I believe I told you this one day. Now,
you were waiting on a bus?
Hold on, wait.
Did you say you were waiting for the bus?
Going to work. Hold on, let me get it out. I'm going to work one day, right? In full uniform at 5:30 in the morning. A perfect time. So the cop came, and then he stopped me from going to work that day, and then he gonna tell me something about the break-ins that been happening in this neighborhood. I'm like, what? Just doesn't say it. This is 5:30 in the morning. I don't know nothing. All I know, I'm going to work. I'm planning on having a good day. But I have no answers because I don't know. So I got stopped, and then him and his partner, which was white, but he did the most of the beat, and I had no answers. So I got beat down, right down on that block where I got stopped at. I got beat down, handcuffed, and put in the car, and got taken to the precinct. Now, on the way over there, he's going to stop another lady, which happens to be white, because I don't see nothing.
This was a black cop.
Yeah.
This black cop was doing this. But where's the racism in that?
I'm about to tell you.
I got to run, make a long story short.
Because you keep stopping me.
But that's not racism.
We're trying to make the distinction. I'm trying to make the distinction on what you're saying between telling racism or not. You won't let me do it.
Make a long story short, because of time.
If you let me do it.
Go ahead, Tony.
I can tell.
I mean, Brian.
I'll make a long story short. I can tell racism when I see it and I know it.
No, you don't.
So I'm being fired for that?
You can't tell racism because racism doesn't exist.
Why I can't? Don't tell them what I can't. I know.
But
I know.
No, you
don't. You don't know.
No, you don't, yeah, man.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something that you don't know. The Great White Hope is messing up the damn economy.
You can't be cursing.
Okay, the president is messing up the economy.
How?
He's going to mess it up.
It's already messed up. He's cleaning it up.
He ain't. He's going to mess it up. It's going to be even worse.
No, it's going to be better. Hold on. It's going to be better. I promise you. It's going to be fine.
No. It's not going to be fine. It's going to be worse.
It can't get any worse than what it already is, man.
Yeah, it is.
Look what.
You're going to be able to get that cough fix no more.
What coffee? Punch's coffee.
You ain't better get some coffee. You ain't better buy nothing to eat.
You could buy Punch's coffee, so man. Go to JesseMePeterson.com.
I don't want your damn coffee.
Then what are you complaining about?
Everything.
Why? You don't want Punch's coffee?
People had a better choice, dude. People had a better choice.
No, they didn't. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Another hour to go.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old, and ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
whole lot of mess going on in the world, as you can hear on the radio show in the callers' minds. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday. It's April 29th, AD 2025. We'll get to your the rest of your calls and your super chats, hopefully, right? And more great stories. But it is fake news, not fake news. The lines are full. You can call in every so often in case a line opens up, okay? Or as you hear JLP wrapping up with another caller. I'm doing the younger than millennial thing and the millennial and boomer thing. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports that it's Trump's first 100 days. He reached his 100th day in office, I guess, today, right? Is that what they're saying? A new Commie Nonsense poll shows that Americans, so-called, deeply unhappy with his work so far. Please. Although our greatest president took charge of the government with the strongest poll numbers of his political career, 41% approval rating is the lowest, though, right now, for any newly elected president at 100 days dating back to Dwight D. Eisenhower. Nice. Good. Just 22% of those polled said they strongly approved of Trump's handling of the job. The remnant, they will always see clearly. Partisan views remain largely polarized. 86% of Republicans approve of Trump. 93% of Democrats, I call them demon rats, disapproving of him. Shout out to the Democrats, demon rats. Among so-called independents, Trump's approval rating dropped to 31% because they're suckers. And in particular, the president's handling of the economy took a major hit, at least in their imagination and mind, with 59% of Americans saying his policies have worsened economic conditions in the United States. Since January 20th, trillions of dollars wiped off the stock market. Workers' 401ks, so-called workers, tanked and food prices remain high. Meanwhile, consumer sentiment has plummeted to its second lowest level on record, going back to 1952. Nice. And FEMA, hurricane season just a few weeks away, and our greatest president Trump's administration continuing to restructure FEMA, Federal Emergency Management, something. The government agency supposedly helps people find temporary housing and provides public assistance after natural disasters. With the agency in turmoil, disaster assistance, grant money, and hiring have largely stalled, which is good. About 20% of FEMA's full-time staff, about 1,000 so-called workers, expected to take voluntary buyouts. That's great. As part of the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, their staff reduction plan. That's good. It's overbloated. Way too many people so-called working for the government, leeching off our money. And on Monday, Trump announced the creation of the FEMA Review Council, further to reform the agency. In a post on Truth Social, Trump truthed that the council will be, quote, comprised of top experts, top with a capital T, experts with a capital E, in their fields, who will work hard to fix a terribly broken capital S system. Nice. Some of the council members include Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, whose purse got stolen, and allegedly, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant, and Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Whatley. Hadn't heard of him. Interesting. And that Illinois crash, you heard about that earlier this second hour here of the JLP show, early in this hour. A car crashed through an after-school program in southern Illinois Monday afternoon, killing at least four people, including children, injuring several others, at least a few. According to police, the vehicle struck several people outside of Why Not, Y-N-O-T, all caps, after-school camp in Chatham, C-H-A-T-H-A-N-A-M, not N, and exited the other side into the building and out the other. Whew. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour three.
Thank you.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. It's amazing. It's the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, can you make a conscious decision? Can you make a conscious decision? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever you're doing, trying to hide the illegal aliens, trying to pass laws to prevent the illegal aliens from being shipped back while the American people are under attack, or you doing stupid sit-ins at the White House, you're the Democratic Party, you have nothing else to offer. So you go to sit in and rebel like spoiled children. Whatever you're doing, you can podcast the show, but you can be listening live as you're sitting on the steps. They're at the Capitol or wherever they were. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is country and western. All my life I've been ever since I've been home Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Forgive.
Amazing.
That song, Pete from Alaska. Hey, Pete. That song is so amazing. It should be number one in the world. Really? It's just that deep. It should be number one in the whole wide or round or flat. It all depends on what you believe. World. I want to know quickly before I go back to the calls here and your super chat. What do you think about this situation?
Really? Men and women, I want to know. I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on me? You heard that? Hey, I want to know.
We've been over this.
Have you ever seen the rain? So you have heard it.
Right, but not those lyrics, except for from you.
And how about you, Anchor Baby?
Yeah.
You heard it?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, except for me?
Because you always sing the lyrics wrong.
What are they?
I forget what it is. So coming down on the southern plains.
So.
Sunny day.
Coming down on a sunny day.
Oh, I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on a sunny day? Are you saying that? No.
Pretty much, yes.
No.
Yep.
Babe.
Alpha.
I want to. What?
Don't try to make me look beta.
You're doing a good enough job on your own, buddy.
About to make me blush.
But
all right.
On the beta's blushes.
We got to get back to this story because we have calls, super chats.
Yes.
And limited time.
What do y'all think about this situation? I really want to know. I really, truly want to know. I want to know. This is CBS Boston. An interview between former Patriot coach Bill Belichick and CBS News aired on CBS Sunday morning and quickly ignited a storm of commentary online. Here is Bitch Belichick, a 24-year-old girl, 24-year-old girlfriend jumping in and shouting down a question during a CBS interview. Watch this from CBS Boston.
Well, it seems most sports fans are talking about something that has nothing to do with what's happening on the court or the field, but instead Bill Belichick's interview seen this weekend on CBS. His 24-year-old girlfriend shutting down questions over their relationship.
Now, a few years ago, it would have been hard to imagine Belichick doing an interview like this. So what do Patriots fans think now? We sent WBZ's Logan Hall to get some answers.
Not talking about this.
It's the interview taking the world by storm. Bill Belichick sitting down with CBS News' Tony DeCoppola on CBS Sunday morning in an interview being described as awkward and uncomfortable.
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
Associate Professor of Sports Marketing at Babson College, Anjali Ball, summed it up as best she could.
In this situation, it was awkward from like moment one until the end. And so starting with the fact that he had a massive hole in his sweatshirt and then every question they seemed to ask, kind of ended in an awkward response.
But the moment may be getting the most attention on social media, the presence of 73-year-old Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, and her control over the questions DeCoppola asked.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
What now? Joel, come here for a second, Joel.
I like that coach.
You do?
He's a Trump guy, I think.
Oh.
Right?
He's a no.
I don't care.
And
I don't care.
While Joel is coming in, one of my experts, I got to find out. Here's some of the comments. Here's some of the comments from this CBS Boston. What? Oh, comments from Patriots fans. Watch this from CBS Boston.
And here in Boston, Patriots fans have some strong opinions about the interview.
She seems like she's like a helicopter mom almost to Belichick, which is weird because she's like 50 years younger than him. So I don't know, man. It's not the Belichick I recognize.
More like cringy. It's just like he's been around the cameras long enough. I don't think he needs you to really hold his hand unless there's some crazy story about how based off how you guys met. I don't know.
And Anjali agrees. And she says there's really only one way to describe it.
It's weird. I mean, there's no other word for it. It's a weird engagement.
Now, Anjali perfectly summed up every conversation that I've had about this interview. I've heard time and time again that was just plain uncomfortable. But something that she did add is that regardless of what he does in front of the camera, nothing can take away from all of those Super Bowl rings that he helped bring New England.
Amazing. So this guy apparently was a football coach for a baseball team.
Football.
I mean, football.
American football.
Oh, my God.
And I guess he was supposed to be a good coach, right?
He's still a coach.
And he's still a coach?
Mm-hmm.
For the Patriots?
No, he's quit being for the Patriots in 2025 to present. He's in a coach for North Carolina.
Oh.
Tar
Heel. Here's an image of this guy and his girlfriend, Belichick and his girlfriend.
She looks mature, at least in the face.
But not in the waist.
Meaning she looks right. Old in the face?
Old, yeah. A little bit.
So he's 50. She's like 50 years younger than him.
Right.
True?
He's 73. She's 24, according to
73 and 24? He's going to need a lot of Viagra.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, listen. Let's not talk about that.
That's right, Beta. So this is my bird expert.
Hake.
Of the hakereport.com. Why are you looking silly?
I'm feeling silly. I'm hamming it up.
And then Joel of Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby. After Joel Friday TV, experts, all experts here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. I'll start with you today, Anchorman. What do you think about that?
That's terrible.
In what way and right. Why?
I don't know Belichick that well, but my buddy, who was always into football, he would tell me how Belichick is just a man and just commanding the Patriots, has all these rings. I know Derek put a picture of his rings here. Ooh. That I'd show it. And it does not look right. She's snapping at him like some mama. And they're trying to hide something, obviously. Like, it seems like they're trying to hide something there. But
did he respond when she said, we're not answering, whatever she said, did he answer the question or not?
It looked like he just got quiet. But, these interviews are edited.
Right.
So do you know if he answered or not?
Well, same video we both saw is all the video I saw, and it ended when she said, don't answer that.
He just, okay. Oh, okay. I was told he was just okay. Oh, he didn't answer. Oh,
so apparently he just said okay.
Yeah, according to my producer.
It looks terrible.
Amazing. What do you say?
Well, I tried to listen to it out there, but I couldn't really hear it fully. So could you guys just sum it up?
Play it for Joel to hear, just so Joel can hear what happened the first time. Right.
Check it out.
He's an expert. He got to be fair with it.
Well, it seems most sports fans are talking about something that has nothing to do with what's happening on the court or the field, but instead Bill Belichick's interview seen this weekend on CBS. His 24-year-old girlfriend shutting down questions over their relationship.
Now, a few years ago, it would have been hard to imagine Belichick doing an interview like this. So what do Patriots fans think now? We sent WBZ's Logan Hall to get some answers.
Not talking about this.
It's the interview taking the world by storm. Bill Belichick sitting down with CBS News' Tony DeCoppola on CBS Sunday morning in an interview being described as awkward and uncomfortable.
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
Associate Professor of Sports Marketing at Babson College, Anjali Ball, summed it up as best she could.
In this situation, it was awkward from like moment one until the end. And so starting with the fact that he had a massive hole in his sweatshirt and then every question they seemed to ask kind of ended in an awkward response.
But the moment may be getting the most attention on social media, the presence of 73-year-old Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, and her control over the questions DeCoppola asked.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
My buddy, to be fair, my buddy always told me that's classic Belichick. Dressing that way, I think I heard nice. That that's classic.
Yeah, it almost looks like a t-shirt. That's how thin and worn down the whole field.
He
trash. I used to dress like that.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Isn't that how white people dress?
I still would. I might go back to that.
See, yeah, it's cheaper.
It looks great.
And it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Say?
Well, it's hard to tell what's really going on because of the fact that there's just those two videos.
Well, the man is 70-something years old. He's married to a 24-year-old girl.
Yeah. So not married.
Not married, but dating, whatever. Yeah. And he's like,
50 years older than her.
Right.
And so the guy wanted to know, how'd y'all meet? And she's like, we're not talking about that.
For whatever reason, she wants to be secret. But, I mean, there's just bound to have... It's just hard to tell because I just don't know how they met, the arrangement. Obviously, this big age gap is going to cause some challenges within the relationship.
But how about when she said, we ain't going to talk about that? He wasn't asking her. He was asking him.
Well, you also got to think about how, like, the ego on, you know, the arrangement of the fact that he's this wealthy football coach and he has this young girl that's, you know, pretty, attractive, all these things. And he has all this image and likeness. There's probably just all kinds of weird ego involved in anyway. So it's just hard to have a solid opinion.
Oh, so you don't have an opinion why she was able to tell him we're not going to talk about that and he doesn't talk about it?
I don't, because I need more. Like, why is she saying that? I don't know why she's saying that.
But he's 70-something years old.
Right. I mean, it's silly to see, like, but I just don't know why.
And you say?
She's embarrassed of him. When he should be embarrassed of her. But she should be embarrassed of him because he's way too old for her and he's being weak and letting her run the show on CBS's show or whoever's show that was. This is all too common. Anytime a manly dude gets with a gal. Guy. Man. Okay. Gets with a gal and he gets whipped.
Can you imagine being 70-some years old and a 22-year-old can control you?
Yeah.
Talk about the spirit of the mama.
She doesn't know.
And here's the thing. It might not even be like a real person in that.
What do you mean, a real person?
Or a real relationship. This is just my opinion. I'm not making any claims.
According to the report, they're dating.
Right. But dating can be.
Oh, you thinking that she may be a blow-up doll?
No, she's a real person.
Oh.
But, you know, you and I, we date because it's like, wow, we like each other. Other people might date.
You and Jesse date.
You got money. Look, I'm just saying, like, this is my opinion, right?
And I don't understand what you're saying.
He's saying date doesn't mean all dating is not the same, is what he's saying. The relationship may be different.
In some cases,
from what
people
thinking.
Pay escorts, for example. I'm not saying that that's what's happening with this, but just to
but
get
you
thinking
about
what I'm thinking about.
You can shut down the conversation.
You say, well, on that, the point I'm trying to make is whether it is that or not, that's still whipped. That's still whipped at the end of the day.
Whether it's what or not?
An escort or not.
But you don't know that. Where are you going to come up? How are you coming
I don't know
that.
I'm not saying that about Belichick. I'm just trying to prime you into what I was thinking.
Oh, are you trying to say that maybe she had a reason like that for not?
Correct.
But we don't know her
revealing.
Reason.
Exactly. We don't know.
Right.
It would have been nice if he had shut her down for shutting
at
him down.
At 70-some years old?
Yeah.
Or 22 like, years old? I don't care if she was a slut.
He could regain his power by dropping her. Because she was out of line, obviously. She made it worse for herself and him.
Well, he made it worse if he gave into it and didn't talk about it.
True, but, I mean, just her blabbering like that.
I know.
That's the devil in disguise. Not very well disguised.
And you're...
I just need more to see. I mean, it makes sense. We obviously see and hear about stories like that could be what you guys are talking about, and it's true what you guys are saying. I just don't know. I just need more to I would guess, give my opinion on it. But you guys aren't wrong if that's what they're talking about.
Garrett says that he has a longer clip for you.
Nice.
Should I update?
I'm not judging him.
Bill Belichick. You don't have it yet.
You didn't say shout out.
I stand with Bill Belichick. Shout out to the Dolphins. I'm pulling for you, brother.
Belichick's
drop
wrong.
That.
That's like Higgs' version of repentance right there. Shout out.
It looked like the reporter was shocked when she said, we're not. You like, what?
This is an AB conversation.
And all the. Oh, sorry.
So see your way out here.
And all the fans knew. That's the funny thing. The average person they just asked on the street, something told them that was wrong.
Well, you know, it's true. But, I also, these type of interviews, the interviewers do pry a little bit to get into people's personal lives because it makes for a good story.
She could have been triggered by that, too.
Yeah. There's just so many different things.
Right. Like, they brought him on. Hey, Belichick, let's interview Belichick. But it's like, guys, we got to ask him about her.
Right. Maybe she didn't want to talk about how they met.
Right, right.
But he shouldn't have let her in the room with her.
Yeah.
It wasn't an interview with her.
Right.
Or he can say, you know what? I don't want to get into that.
Yeah.
She's right. Right. I don't want to talk about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe he likes to talk about it. She does. He was ready to go. Who knows?
Reminds me of, I don't know if you, did we play it on the show where Alec Baldwin got told off by his wife? And he's like, sorry.
These white women, some of them.
And he's like broken. And then he's angry and just kind of storming off.
I have the clip.
I stand with Alec Baldwin.
How long is it?
It is 1:50.
And what is we supposed to see here, Derek? Okay, hit it from CBS.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on, though Hudson has recently posted about it on Instagram.
You join InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan, where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid. It's charming. It's a different side of you. What's the reaction been like?
What's it been like?
To have these different sort of photos. There's another one where you're doing, I know you're not into meditation or yoga or Pilates. You're balancing Jordan on your feet and she's doing kind of the Titanic pose.
Yeah, so I'm on some of those social media platforms, but I honestly don't follow them.
What he does follow isn't clicks or views, but touchdowns and above all, wins.
You do seem like you're having a lot more fun these days than you were in other chapters of your life, let's say.
I enjoy football. I enjoy the whole process of it. It's hard to win, and it's hard to beat other good coaches, good teams. I appreciate the grind. I appreciate the competition. But coaching's fun, and honestly, I feel like I haven't worked a day in my life.
Amazing. And now you say?
I mean, obviously, from that, there's like these hate comments, I guess they're getting for those his personal life, where he's doing like silly things, putting her in the air, and she's dressed as a mermaid, and he's whatever. And I think that she just doesn't want that to be out there, but she's going about it in a weird way.
But it's not like she's the one that put it in online, because he doesn't seem to know.
Right, but like
posting it, whatever they do.
Right, it seems like she's trying to defend. She don't want to talk about the personal thing because she don't want to be trashed for their.
So why he put it out online then?
He didn't put it out there.
I said she.
Oh. Exactly. Yeah. That's a great question.
Because women are always conflicted. They're always double-minded. They want the attention, but then they also hate the attention because the reality is different from what they imagine.
Yeah.
This is industry behavior. What? I don't want to say what industry, but...
He said it's industry behavior.
Sorry.
The woman's
thinking
behavior.
Out loud.
But this guy seemed to be lost. He doesn't really seem to understand.
Yeah, like I know. It crossed my mind. I'm like, oh, no. I have no idea what his health is and all that, but.
Yeah, Belichick doesn't seem to understand what's going on.
Right.
Or displaying any type of confidence as a man or anything. Just kind of sitting there.
He might know.
What?
He might know. He might be okay with the agreement he has.
He's like, what? What are you talking about online?
Right.
I may be online. I don't know about
it. I think they're afraid. That's what it seems like. They're afraid to get into the personal stuff because they're receiving maybe some hate.
But why she got it all public if she's afraid of that? It doesn't make sense.
It's advertising.
What do you guys think about Michelle saying that black women
don't articulate their pain. Watch it from X.
We don't articulate as Black women our pain because it's almost like nobody ever gave us permission to do that.
And does anyone care?
Yeah, there's no they care.
If we knew, I think we would care. If we knew.
Mm-hmm.
If we knew.
Or, you know, yeah. And we have to ask ourselves, the men in our lives is, you know, why wait to be asked? Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like what we go through is pretty obvious. I mean, maybe we're not complaining, but we're actually living life out loud, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you say?
I think I've seen some clips about her because that's Michelle Obama podcast with her brother.
Right.
That's her brother.
Yeah, he looked just like her.
And care.
What I realized, it just felt like angry ladies that want to give their opinion and think that they're standing for Black women or making a difference. And when I see that her brother in there, it just looks like they just beat him into submission. He's just there. And he, like, you should see him in other interviews. All he does is, like, basically agree with her. But then, like, ask, like, well, what can we do better? What can we do to be a better man? I'll do whatever I need to do to be a better man type of thing. And then they'll just sit up there and just be like, well, fix it. Do something. They'll just treat him that way. But he's beaten into submission. So it's just angry people.
What do you think, hey, about that? Black women don't articulate their pain.
That's true. They don't articulate it. They express it very openly and loudly. Shout out.
Well, you said
I was going to say something similar. If this is them not expressing it, I don't want to know what it is when they do.
I was saying, this is the biggest lie I ever heard. Michelle lying. Black women don't shut up about their pain. They need to shut up. Some people didn't say, what's wrong? They don't. That's all Black women ever do and complain. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
If they get any more, the world has to shut down. That's the biggest lie I ever heard. Is she on pot? I'm not saying she is, but why she? That's not even true at all. They're up there complaining right now.
You don't need pot when you're on that divine femininity.
Amazing. Let me go to William out of Norway. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, William.
Hey, I had a question about the silent prayer.
Yes.
I was doing the silent prayer yesterday, and instead of focusing on my thoughts, I was focusing on the who is aware of the thoughts and the feelings. And I had like this tremendous fear for a second about this emptiness. So I started thinking about what you are talking about, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking you're talking about being like empty, like real emptiness, right? Being nothing.
Right. When you feel if I'm understanding you correctly, when you have the thought, you feel the pain, just feel it, don't call it you, and don't identify with it, and eventually it will be taken away from you, and there will be nothing left.
Yeah, but I'm talking about this, when you say emptiness, like the air, like being nothing. And I felt a little bit of fear yesterday, but I'm thinking I have like more fear, like unconscious fear, like that I don't know about. About being nothing and basically disappearing.
Well, don't try to figure it out. You just watch, and it will take care of itself, because if you figure it out, the devil is going to give you the wrong image. All right, I got to take a break. I think we got to change the clock.
Yeah.
Thank you, William. Back in a moment, folks.
Treasure
chest is now open on D-Live.
we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. Be black at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And right after Joel Friday TV, The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you support what we're doing here. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. It's tax adjustment, too. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. All right? 411-2663. And we are having the men's forum this Thursday, guys. Every first Thursday of the month for men only. And then the third Thursday, ladies, for ladies only. So get ready. It seems to be coming really fast. So come on down at 7 Pacific time, all right, p.m. Pacific time. Let me go quickly back to the phone. Christina out of New Mexico. Christine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Christine.
Hope you all are doing well today.
All is well. Thank you.
So I wanted to call to, I guess, add my two cents into the subject on the stalker.
The stalker? Yes. I talked about the stalker thing and how this woman overreacted to the stalker, and it just drove her insane. It was all in her mind. Yes, it was out there that some guy apparently was trying, it seemed, allegedly, tried to stalk her, but she went insane without even being touched. She went nuts.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she went way too far with that because, from my personal experience, I've had multiple stalkers my whole life. I've been stalked by ex-boyfriends, ex-friends, in-laws, family members, perfect strangers, even. And it never affected my life. Like, never.
Why so many guys stalk you?
I don't know. They're weird.
Are you fine?
I look different.
Are you fine?
I don't know about that.
You look different than what?
I'm sorry?
You say you look different?
Well, I'm Hispanic, and I grew up in the Hispanic community.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, I look different from everyone. I have colored eyes, lighter skin. I'm petite. I am petite.
Oh,
I consider myself fine. It just depends on how people see me. I just try to take care of myself.
So are you like half white and half Mexican?
Well, by genetics, I would be considered full Mexican. But on my dad's side, they're from southern Mexico, which is where they have a lot of European influence. So, yeah, I guess. Yeah, half white, half Mexican.
And so that's why so many guys have stalked you?
Probably. And then I have a pretty peaceful demeanor about myself. I'm a tomboy, so I don't act like a lot of girls. So that's probably what makes me pleasant to be around them, is I have like an F it attitude like they do.
And so do you toy with men?
No.
You don't. Tell me again, you say you've been stalked by whom?
Lots of people.
Like, tell me again, ex-boyfriends and what else?
Mm-hmm. I've had ex-boyfriends stalk me, ex-friends. I've had girls that have stalked me where they were, like, just trying to find things out about me and exaggerate them and sabotage relationships I had with other people and, crazy people.
How did you deal with it?
I just kept moving on. I was like, okay, like if my friends that were influenced by these stalkers would believe their lies about me, then they weren't really true friends to begin with.
That's
and I would
right.
just move on.
Right on.
And I noticed these girls would go crazy with me. They're like they would laugh at me like, oh, you're not friends with so-and-so anymore. Ha ha. And I was like, yeah, but I have more time to do other things now. And they just didn't understand like how they could do so much to me and still be like, okay, like just whatever. It's like you're just proving how much more crazy you are.
Yeah.
And I would just bring to light their actions. I was like, well, if you're crazy enough to do that, what does that say about you? Like, you don't have a life. I'm just your life now.
How old are you now? Angry. How old were you when this was happening?
I've had people do this since I was in elementary school, actually.
Elementary school? Really? How old are you now?
I had people stalking me when I was a kid. Oh, I'm 45 now.
You're 45. Have you had people... Mm-hmm. You have people stalking you even as a kid?
Yeah.
Why?
And my first job was at I understand now that I'm an adult, but I always thought that was weird. Like, why do people do that? Even when I had my first job at a fast food restaurant and I used to work the drive-thru, I would have customers stalk me too. And people would just be wanting to be around me. It was weird.
Why were you being stalked as a kid?
Well, they thought I was a really cute kid, and I was really nice. I was a happy kid, and so people liked being around me. But then I would see something in them, like I would see like something hidden in them that would just tell me like, "Hey, don't be around this person anymore." And I would even tell them like, "I was like, hey, you know, I don't think we should be friends anymore. You got some things you have to deal with, and you're throwing your issues on me, and I don't want that in my life." And they would just go nuts after that.
What's your question, Hake?
Why do you attract stalkers?
I guess I'm too nice. That's what I started thinking. Or maybe I started realizing that the type of people I would be around would develop an illusion of me that I really wasn't.
Well, you
and
know,
I realized that when I actually finally confronted one of my stalkers.
Oh, you what happened? How did you confront him?
Someone gave him my phone number, and it was someone from a fast food restaurant I worked at. It was a customer that was stalking me. He called me and he's like, oh, yeah, I've been seeing you and you're so nice and I just wanted to be friends with you. And I was like, I can't give you my number. This is awkward. And he's like, oh, one of your other coworkers gave it to me. And I was like, oh, my goodness, people are weird. And I tried telling him, you know, it was a point in my life where, like, I had just broke up with a boyfriend. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to work on me. I'm going to be on my own. And I was just, you know, taking care of my own, like, building myself up. And, he was wanting to date me, and I was like, no, I don't want to date you. And he was like, oh, it's because you don't like me. You think I'm ugly. And I was like, no, like, the truth of it is I don't want to date anybody right now.
Amazing.
Like, it has nothing to do with you.
Why? Because of time, I'm about to run, but your whole point is, and when you were being are you still stalked by people, by guys?
Yeah. Not guys. I'm married and happy, so that illusion people have of me of available is gone, so people don't do that. But I do get stalked by my family members every now and then.
You get stalked by a family member every now and then?
Yeah, because I did the thing where I apologized to my mom and I told her, hey, I'm going to live my own life. And that's what I'm going to do. And they just cannot accept it. So I realized, but I've never been afraid of being stalked. And I'm realizing what probably happened with this lady, the performer, is... she had her identity as a performer. And then this guy was stalking her, and she probably didn't think anything until people started telling her, oh, you should be afraid. You should be scared. This person can hurt you. And probably enough times it was told to her where she probably started dropping her identity as a performer and started picking up the identity as a victim of a stalker. And she's just clinging to that identity, and it's debilitating her ability to move freely in her life.
Oh, amazing. I got to run because of time. Thank you, Christine. Mm-hmm. All right.
Have a good day, Jesse.
You too now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Five coffees from Joe. There are no words to express my gratefulness for the truth. Thank you for the church podcast every Sunday.
Church, the fellowship is amazing, folks, really. And I'm not just saying it. Check it out at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Thank you, and I appreciate your support. Thank you.
And Heat bought a coffee, Jesse, that that caller blessed yesterday. Made an exceptional point concerning cheating and lying to your spouse. Not about the judgments, about respect and well-being. Many deadly diseases transmitted through that stuff, cheating and, you know, sex. There is no room for lying in this matter. The risk is too high and deadly not to be honest in this matter. Being promiscuous these days is wicked and evil. Can be deadly and murderous. What do you say?
He's not being dishonest by not telling her. He's saving his marriage. All he has, he or she, because a lot of women are doing it too now, is just stop doing it. That's all. That's not dishonesty. There's no rule anywhere that except made by women nowadays. You have to tell a woman all your problems. That doesn't even make sense. But thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question answer. I say yes.
Can you make a conscious decision?
I made the conscious decision to trust God no matter what happens. I needed to make this decision to surrender to God. When on the phone you told me I won't allow God to take over my life. I also need to make the conscious decision to pray every day so God can control my life and I can just live. Thank you, Jesse. Lori.
Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Don Michelle, Cincinnati. Biblical question.
How can you make a conscious decision?
In a conscious state, decisions will be made for you or come to you as opportunities. But in the thinking state or lower level, you'll find yourself relying on the mind and make so-called decisions, says Don Michelle.
Thank you, Don. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP Cash App. Jesse, do you know what becomes of the broken heart?
Where do broken hearts go? I don't know. Amazing.
Anthony says, saddle up, men. It's country and western Tuesday.
Oh, I think he would admit that song. What becomes of a broken heart?
So nice.
Who has love that's now departed? I want to know you know. Something like that. Thank you. What was the other one just read?
Saddle up, men. It's country and western Tuesday. Yeehaw.
All day long. Thank you.
Nice. Cornerstone, I saw an ad that said we drink too much water. Wow.
I tried to tell you, God already put it in you to let you know when your body needs some water. And now people carrying jugs of water around drinking all day. What? Amazing. Thank you.
Maven on Pilled. I can't on the biblical question.
Can you make a conscious decision?
I can, but I am still going to second guess it. Says
thank
Maven.
You. I'll put my juices in on Sunday. Thank you.
Another Cash App from Anthony. House fire man lying through his teeth. He black.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone with three coffees. BQ answer.
How can you make a conscious decision?
No, because when I'm conscious, there are no decisions to be made.
Thank you. I'll put my juices in on Sunday.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet, for the five subscriptions on Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble.
Thank you, sir. Shout out.
Uncle Ruckus uniting with KFC instead of dividing them with Popeyes.
Amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, what's wrong with the Jews?
What's wrong with the Jews? Amazing. Thank you.
Blunt Wit, life's a garden, brother. You got to dig it and make it work for you. Also, snakes and sparklers are my favorites. Gobless, the Wild West.
Wild, Wild West. Thank you.
Dima, what the?
What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, where's Bill Lockwood?
He'll be here.
Tomorrow, I think, is the plan, right?
Because this is last.
Last Tuesday.
Yeah, he'll be here Wednesday. Thank you.
Tomer, God is sorry for creating men, quoting the Bible, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart.
Hey, Tomer, how's it going over in Israel? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ryan, thank you for all that you do. Jesse, I appreciate you. Thanks, Hans.
Right on. Thank you, and thanks for your support, helping us to help others. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, the Pope is ticked.
Pope is ticked. May his soul rest in peace.
He also says, she making the kids hate the dad, referring to Maria from New York, I believe. One of the early callers.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Uncle Ruckus. Yep. Sion, hi, Jesse, waving black hand. Nice vacation shirt. Tropical.
Amazing. Thank you, Sion. Nice.
Justin, three coffees. Hey, JLP, you covered the story of students fighting a teacher at Martin Luther King Jr. High School. That's the school I went to. It's the suburbs, but that area is really bad. Majority black. Nothing but violence and drugs. Students fighting teachers, middle schools, sexual things as early as second grade. Public school is truly evil and has a big impact on us as black kids. Parents do not love their kids, says Justin.
Yeah, that's true. I noticed that all the schools and the streets that name after Martin Luther King, nothing but trouble, violence, and no peace at all. Amazing. Thank you.
No, ma'am, says, to donate and have your comments read out loud. Loud was way better than Jesse saying it properly now, if you know what I mean, LOL.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, Tony and Callie, not worried about Gruesome Newsom?
Tony doesn't make sense to me.
Nah. He doesn't make sense to himself.
I know. Amazing. But thank you. And right on, Tony.
Shout out.
Shout out to Tony.
And shout out to the top contributors on the D-Live crew. Games for Rec, Fatty Whack, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, and the rest of the supporters, as always.
Thank you all. I got to stop there.
Okay. We'll read the rest later. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you all. Let me go quickly to Juan, our first-time caller out of Florida. Juan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Tony. Juan.
Yes. Yes. I don't know where to start. You talk about stuff that no one else is talking about, and when I hear your content or the things you put out there, I'm just like, I can't believe this dude's saying this stuff.
Amazing.
Let me use one example. You were talking with this guy during the Fallen State in an interview, and you were talking to him about his wife, and you asked him, "Oh, do you feel like you own the goat?" And he started laughing. And that.
Do you feel like you what now?
You asked one of your guests on the Fallen State show if you felt like you owned the goat. When referring to his wife, mm-hmm. and he started laughing. That was like one of your videos that you had on your website. And it made a huge light bulb go off over my head. I just like, whoa.
Amazing.
Yes. And let me explain why. Okay. My father died a long time ago, and because of that, his mother hated my mother, and I didn't know why. Okay, my whole life. I'm 33 now, and looking back, and after hearing you saying that and thinking about it, I was like, my grandma hated my mom because my grandma felt like my mother took him for a ride and took the house that their parents bought for them and all this stuff. Super dramatic.
Yeah, yeah. What a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Have you forgiven your grandmother and your mother?
It's been a life struggle.
Have you forgiven your grandmother and your mother?
I'm trying.
Have you forgiven your grandmother and your mother?
I have to.
Have you forgiven your grandmother and your mother?
No, it doesn't seem like it.
Have you forgiven your grandmother and your mother?
I mean, I have to, yeah, like I just said, I mean.
Have you forgiven your grandmother and your mother?
In ways. It depends. Like you said, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Have you gone and forgiven your grandmother and your mother?
My grandma died.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
No, I haven't.
And why not?
The reason I haven't gone back is because I wanted to have something to go back with, and I wanted to articulate myself and make a good point as to why I feel the way I feel.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
And why, how you are going back to with something, you're going back with forgiveness. You're going to forgive her for what she's done to you. Now that you understand what her mother have done to her, how will you be free if you don't forgive your mother?
I don't see any way.
So why don't you go and forgive her and so that you can be free?
Because they've done a lot of other things that were not to my liking.
But if you forgive them because they can't help themselves, then God will forgive you and no one can ever touch you. You'll be free and the world cannot touch you. You'll overcome thoughts and emotions. You'll be in the world but not of it. Why don't you forgive so God can forgive you so you can be free? And it wouldn't matter what they did or what they said or how they act. It would be on them. It have nothing to do with you.
You're right. Part of my problem was how they would present themselves to me and other people. And at the same time, because I was the kid amongst them, I was just the boy. They turned me into a beta, like pitch beta.
But now you overcome that. I understand what you're saying, because everyone is like every man and every woman you know are betas until they forgive their mother to return to the father. You will overcome being a beta once you apologize for resenting them. And so God can make you free.
Yeah, I should.
Do you stutter when you speak?
This is just something. It's just when I'm nervous, man. This is like something I have to talk about. It's like I can talk about other stuff normally, but talking about them is just super off-putting.
Well, if you realize you're wrong for being angry at them, because anyone who has anger is evil. You have hatred. You're evil. If you realize you're wrong for judging them, then God will forgive you and take away all that away from you, and you'll be able to talk to them or about whatever situation, and you'll be fine. But you got to drop the anger first. You got to forgive.
Okay. Now,
and it doesn't matter if they admit they're wrong or not. You will go free once you stop being angry at, period.
Okay. All right. You say don't be angry, but tell like it is. They diagnosed my brother with autism, and they played that to the best of their advantage. Like, my brother's just, like, a live-in beta for life. And telling her, hey, what you did to my brother is not right. You know, that's, like, the source of my anger for me. And she just, to her, it's just falling on deaf ears. She has, like, no idea, like, she has no idea, like, why I feel like I have a right to be angry.
But you have no right to be angry. There's never, ever, but never, 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 ever, no situation, no matter what, there's never a reason to be angry. Anger is evil, and anger separates you from peace.
You're right, Jesse. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what she thinks or what she admit or anything. You forgive by realizing you're wrong for being angry at her. She couldn't help herself. And then you will be free. Anger is evil. There's no reason to be angry. If you want, you got to forgive her for what she's done. She couldn't help it. Just as you couldn't help being angry at her all these years, once you forgive, you're going to be free.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I guess to sum it up, basically, my father took his life with drugs, and
Because of time, forgive him. He didn't know how to deal with the issue of life in the same way you're struggling with it.
Yeah, I mean,
he resented his mother too.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I know. I hear what you're saying.
Juan, let me do this. Can you call me back tomorrow morning? Call me back tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have more time because the show is about to end right now. Call me back tomorrow and remind them when you call in. Let them know I told you to call back, and I take your call right away. All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Call me tomorrow.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right. I'm so out of time, folks. Listen, folks, drop the anger. Anger is evil. You are evil. Change the heart by dropping the anger, forgiving your mother, your father, and you'll go free. Salvation is of the heart. Drop the anger. It separates you from life, from God, from peace, and everything. Forgive your every human being. Forgive your mother, your grandmother, whatever, and your father. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Hate is coming up now. Hate, H-A-K-E, is coming up right now. Then Joy on Friday at 11, right after the Hate Report. And then the American Anchor Baby, right after Joy on Friday TV. I'm out of time. Callers, I'm out of time. Rick and Bill out of Ohio, Rick from Virginia. Somebody just hung up. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. What a amazing. Drop the anger. Have a good day. And thank you, Super Chat. We'll finish those the first thing in the morning. And thank you for your support. All amazing. Bye. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
Thank you, JLP. An ex